Brandon Covet softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Covet's game against Rutter is made possible by the Brandon Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterville Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brandon National Bank, 3F3 Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brandon Nursing Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DD Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HGB, Collier Construction, and the Chagattis in Brenham. We'll go out to the field with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Appleport is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blenn Buck Baseball, Blenn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sale Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Alumni Field here in Brenham, Texas, where the Brenham Cubettes are getting set to take on the Rutter Rangers in the District 21-5A matchup. And it's also Teacher Appreciation Night, and they're getting lined up out in the down the left field line. And to let you know what Teacher Appreciation Night is, each of the players has selected a teacher that's made an impact on their lives, and they get to have those teachers out, escort them out on the field here this evening. And they'll do some formal introductions here momentarily, but we want to bring you that and recognize all these great teachers for their fine work and doing good for the kids as well. Meanwhile, this is an important district matchup for the Cubettes as they're going to be taking on Brian Rutter. First time these two teams met, it was the Cubettes getting a 9-5 victory over Rutter in Brian. And Cubettes coming off what was a tough loss this past Tuesday night, but a close game against A&M Consolidated, as that one was 3-2. And so now they're going to get back on the winning track here, and it's a big game because they can close the gap for the playoffs. Magnolia West, who is two games in front of the Cubettes, are playing Lake Creek, and if Cubettes can get a win over Rutter here tonight and Lake Creek beats Magnolia West, Cubs will move within one game of that final playoff spot. So we'll keep our eyes on that. And meanwhile, take a look at the district standings. College Station and A&M Consolidated both tied at 8-1. Lake Creek is 7-2. Mag West 5-4. The Cubs and Magnolia are both 3-6. Montgomery 2-7. And Rudder is 0-9. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our Teacher Appreciation Night ceremony. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 741660.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And back we go here at Alumni Field. It's Teacher Appreciation Night, and they're waiting on the...
Welcome to the...
Yeah, here we go. Now I think we're about to get ready.
Tonight is a special night as we honor some of the teachers that have helped, supported, and motivated our student-athletes. You have shown patience, grace, and kindness to our athletes, and for that, we are incredibly grateful. Each player has chosen a teacher they wish to honor for the positive impact that they have made in their lives. Kinley Ann Koviak has chosen her teacher, Mrs. Waller, her English teacher and librarian. Kylie Baker has chosen Mrs. Halfman, her honors chemistry teacher. Annie Beckendorf has chosen Mrs. Marcos, her statistics teacher, and Mrs. Stoltz, her pre-cal and algebra teacher. Heidi Busker has chosen Mrs. Kurtz, the yearbook teacher. Chrissy Jo Gonzalez has chosen Mrs. Sodor, her IPC teacher. Liliana Gonzalez has chosen Mrs. Caldis for instructional practices. J.C. Hager has chosen Mrs. Sieber, her advanced geometry teacher. Nevaeh Holmes has chosen Mrs. Stoltz, her advanced pre-cal teacher. Della Jetenzinski has chosen Mrs. Colby, her honors physics teacher. McKenna Kimmich has chosen Mrs. Hensey, her English 1 teacher. Stella Landry has chosen Mrs. Legrone, her kinesiology teacher. McKenna Marsters has chosen Mrs. Janziski, her honors biology teacher. Kate Martin has chosen Mr. Schulte, her welding teacher. Sarah Mabey has chosen Mrs. Prihoda, her English 2 teacher. Avery Maurer has chosen Mrs. Ruiz, her dual credit U.S. history teacher. Madeline McFarland has chosen Sergeant Major Carlos Mercia, her ROTC instructor. Cheyenne Ortiz has chosen Coach Campbell, her softball coach. Sandra Prieto has chosen Mr. Reyes, her foreign language teacher. Kaylee Rodriguez has chosen Coach Roberts, her softball coach. Kaylin Rodriguez has chosen Mrs. Griffin, her principal. Hallie Scheel has chosen Coach Van Hook, her softball coach. Sophie Schrader has chosen Mrs. Morris, Warmke's student teacher, principal of Ag student teacher. Addison Smith has chosen Mrs. Seymour, her choir director. Mackenzie Tiemann has chosen Coach Whalen, her honors chemistry teacher and softball coach. Madison Whitten has chosen Mrs. Vandiver, her English teacher. And Kaylin Williams has chosen Coach C, her law enforcement teacher. Thank you for all that you do for our student athletes. We know that we wouldn't be where we are today without you.
All right, and that's the Teacher Appreciation Night ceremony here at Alumni Field. And we're counting down to the Brenham Cubettes and the Rudder Lady Rangers back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we come back here to Alumni Field, the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on the Rudder Lady Rangers. As we, the first time these two teams met was not too long ago over in Bryan, and it was Rudder, the Cubettes getting a 9-5 victory. Again, they were actually trailing at one point and had to come from behind, and then came up with a big explosion in the last couple of innings to win it. But you look at this Cubette team, and they're playing a lot differently than when they were against Rudder that first go round. They're overall in a much better place, coming off that big win over Magnolia and coming off two, even though there were two losses, two really hard fought and close games against the top two teams in the district, Magnolia and, or no, no, I mean, A&M Consolidated and College Station. And so looking for another win here tonight. Meanwhile, let's take a look at some of the other action going on around in District 21-5A. It's A&M Consolidated facing Magnolia. And then Lake Creek is going to be at Magnolia West, and College Station will be at Montgomery over in District 26-2A tonight. Burton Lady Panthers are at Snook, take on the Lady Blue Jays. Norman G's hosting Iola, and it's Mumford visiting North Zulch. And around the area, Danbury at Hempstead, Waller at Tom Ball, and Shepherd at Anderson Shiro. High school baseball, Brenham Cubs looking to make it two in a row as they take on Rudder. They're in Bryan tonight for a 7 o'clock start time. And other district baseball actions, Magnolia at A&M Consolidated, Lake Creek at Magnolia West, and Montgomery at College Station. District 26-2A, Burton Panthers hosting Snook tonight. They should be... They should be pretty close to getting underway out there. And then Richards is at Iola. Mumford is at home to battle Fayetteville, and Round Top Carmine at Somerville. Around the area, you got Waco Midway at Bryan, East Bernard at Hempstead, Klein at Waller, and Shepherd at Anderson Shiro. And Belleville and Sealy, that rivalry going on this weekend, they're surprisingly waiting until tomorrow to play both their baseball and softball games. So a little unusual there. And got a few other teams around the area playing tomorrow. But it should be a good day for it as well. And speaking of which, tomorrow we'll be out at Leroy Dreyer Field as the Blinn Buccaneers gets it to host Coastal Bend in a doubleheader. And the Bucs have already swept won the first two games of that series, winning 10-0 and 16-5. And they'll get underway 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1:35 pregame here on KWHI. So we hope you could join us for that. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at our Brenham Cubettes starting lineup after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
And as we come back here, it's time now to take a look at your Brenham Cubettes starting lineup. And the starting lineup brought to you this evening by the Bank of Brenham, the Bank of Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to, your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And first off, for the visiting Rudder Lady Rangers, it'll be Lainey Hernandez leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the left fielder, Kendall Rich. Batting third will be the center fielder, Jalen White. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Riley Puente. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Destiny Mack. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, Emily Holland. Batting seventh will be the designated player, Kelsey Newland. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Desiree Phillips. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Elena Garcia. And then Kylie Newland will be playing third base. And their reserves are Kylie Perez, Christina Lucio, and Sophia Menchaca. And Lady Rangers coached by Tori DeMont. Meanwhile, for the Brenham Cubettes, it'll be Hallie Shield leading things off, playing center field. Batting second, first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting third will be the left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth, third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Avery Maurer. Batting sixth, right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting eighth will be the pitcher, Kylie Baker. Batting ninth, designated player, Kellyanne Kowiak. And she'll be hitting for the catcher, Stella Landry. Reserves for the Cubettes are Nevaeh Holmes, J.C. Hager, Della Jasinski, and Heidi Busker. And those are a look at your starting lineups. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at your game time weather update after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust, DDM Buildings. With locations at Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
And we continue now. It's time now for your game time weather update. And the game time weather update is brought to you by Blinn College with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit their website at blinn.edu. And right now outside here at Alumni Field, we've got 80 degrees under sunny skies. And sunset scheduled for tonight at 7:47 p.m. And overnight low scheduled to get down to 61. It won't be as cool tomorrow morning as it has been the last couple of mornings. Winds are blowing right now at 10 miles an hour. And we've got 40% humidity. And taking a look ahead, we've got sunrise scheduled for, 7:08 tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow's going to be a gorgeous day as well, 81 degrees. And then we got rain returning to the forecast, but that won't be till Monday. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're looking to get soaked at near 80% chance of rain each day. And that is a look at your game time weather update. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we will have more here on the pregame show. And we have another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC. Play ball!
The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Whole Course Foods, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DD and Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
And we are back here at Alumni Field, where the Brenham Cubettes get set to take on the Rudder Rangers. And just about ready for the official introductions.
Welcome to Alumni Field. We are so glad you could join us for tonight's game between the Rudder Rangers and your Brenham Cubettes. Good sportsmanship is one of the primary purposes of the educational athletics. Our student athletes recognize that judgment calls by officials, coaches, and themselves are made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from derogatory or demeaning comments and cheers today. Brenham ISD has a zero-tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. Now let's meet the players in tonight's game. Introducing the visiting team, the Lady Rangers, starting with the reserves, number one, Kylie Perez, number seven, Christina Lucia, and number 14, Sophia Menchaca. And the starters for the Lady Rangers, shortstop, number four, Lainey Hernandez. Left field, number three, Kendall Rich. Center field, number eight, Jalen White. Pitcher, number 13, Riley Puente. Catcher, number five, Destiny Max. First base, number zero, Emily Holland. DP, number 23, Kelsey Newland. Right field, number 10, Desiree Phillips. Second base, number 51, Elena Garcia. And third base, flex player, number 20, Kylie Newland. The Lady Rangers are coached by Tori Dumont, Jordan Williman, Jory Fox, Amanda Valvidez, and Kylie Jones. And now introducing the Brenham Cubettes, starting with the reserves. Number two, Nevaeh Holmes. Number three, J.C. Hager. Number eight, Della Jasinski. And number 12, Heidi Busker. And the starters for tonight's match, center field, number one, Hallie Shields. First base, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez. Left field, number 14, Sarah Maybe. Third base, number 15, Annie Beckendorf. Shortstop, number four, Avery Maurer. Right field, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. Second base, number five, Mackenzie Tiemann. Pitcher, number 18, Kylie Baker. DP, number 11, Kinley Ankoviak. And catcher, number 16, Stella Landry. The Cubettes are coached by Katie Roberts, Olivia Van Hook, Megan Whalen, and Ryan Campbell. If you would now please rise and remove your hats and join in the singing and the playing of our national anthem. ball.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more. At 509 South Market Street, the name says it all.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
All right, here we go as the umpires have made their way onto the field. And now just having the pregame conference with the respective coaches. And, of course, Coach Van Hook filling in for Coach Roberts here this evening. And Coach Dumont for the Rudder Lady Rangers. As we're getting set for this District 21-5A matchup. It's also, in case you're just joining us, we're running a little bit behind tonight. It's Teacher Appreciation Night. And so during the pregame, they had a nice ceremony with all of the student-athletes getting to honor teachers that have made a difference in their lives. And Cubettes tonight dressed out in white pants with the green uniform, or with the green jerseys. And it looks like Rudder will be in the will be in the kind of a navy blue, almost a black looking uniform with white pinstripes. Yeah, they still got the hunter green letters and numbers with the white trim around them. And so Kylie Baker gets it to come up here and tune it up. Baker will be working with Stella Landry back behind the plate tonight. Right side of the infield, Kaylin Rodriguez at first. Mackenzie Tiemann at second. Left side of the infield, Avery Maurer at short. Andy Begendorf at third. Into the outfield, it's Hallie Scheel in center, flanked in right by Kaylee Rodriguez. And in left by Sarah Mabee. Waiting for the first pitch, and they're going to fire down the second, and we're ready to go. Glad you can be with us, whether you're listening on the radio or on your computer or on your smartphone. And Doug Brown with you tonight. Flying solo for a little bit. Tommy Lane is scheduled to join me. He's out at the Blinn Clay shootout today, and said as soon as he got through out there, then he's coming over here. So as soon as he get here, we'll be glad to have him join us. Be nice if he bring some grub along with him from out there. Meantime, Lainey Hernandez will lead things off. And the first pitch from Baker is in there for a strike, and we're underway. And next pitch, swung on a miss. Good pitch there by Baker, and it's 0-2. Sun bright out there tonight as it's shut for the first baseman, second baseman, right field, at least for the first part of the night. They're going to be having some difficulty because the sun's shining right at them. And Hernandez swings and misses. She's down on strikes for out number one.
Number three, Kendall Rich.
And Kendall Rich, the left fielder, will step up now, try her luck against Baker. Baker, a sophomore. And swung on a miss, 0-1. A like she's at least on these first two batters just going right after him. The one pitch, that one a little too far inside, and it's 1-1. Not much of a breeze blowing this evening. And that one is a strike call. And it's 1-2 now on Rich. And that one outside, 2-2. Baker checking on the sign from the dugout, and she's ready with the 2-2. And that one outside gets away from Landry, back to the backstop, and it's 3-2. And fortunately, nobody on base, so not a big deal there. Three balls, two strikes. And that one fouled down the right field line. It's going to hit over toward the batting cages.
Best pitch right here.
Three balls and two strikes. And foul tip back into the screen again. And that'll hold the count at 3-2. And down low, ball four, and Rich takes the one-out walk.
Up to bat, number 8, Jalen White.
And that'll bring up Jalen White, the center fielder. So one out and a runner aboard here for Rudder in the early going. And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Right-hand batter, and the pitch was just to the outside of the inside part of the plate. Or a little too far inside, I should say. Next pitch, and that's a ground ball foul up the right field line. Over into the corner, and Kaylee Rodriguez is there to get it back, and I believe I see my buddy coming. As next pitch on the way, and that is inside. That'll be a ball. And joining us now, Tommy Lang.
What a day.
Yeah? Well, good turnout?
Yeah. It was. Here's food for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Next pitch is taken for a ball, and it's a 3-1 count. We're just underway here. One on and one out in the bottom of the first, or excuse me, top of the first inning.
Had a few people bail out on me. You know, nobody ever wants to clean up.
Oh.
But it's all good. It's all good.
And next pitch coming. That is a strike call, and it's 3-2.
No, I'll say a little bit about the skeet sheet. Every flight was overbooked. Mm-hmm. And it was a crowd all day, nonstop. It's a big day.
And down low, ball four, and second straight walk for Kylie Baker. And that puts two on now with one out. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, the pitcher, Riley Puente. Baker. Landry checking the dugout for the sign. And And this one, a ground ball to short, and it hit the runner, so she'll be out.
We haven't seen that in a while.
Uh-oh.
It's been a long time.
Up to bat, number
it's
five,
two down
Destiny
now.
Mack.
And that'll bring up Destiny Mack, the catcher. So now Baker can get one more out here, get out of this inning with no damage being done. And this one, a ground ball to second. Tiemann bobbled the ball. Runner coming home. Throw to Landry. And now we've got a run down. And Landry throws to Beckendorf. And now to Rodriguez. Over to Maurer. And she saves it. She just got the hand underneath there. It'll be an E4. So the bases are loaded now.
Up to bat, 00, Emily Holland.
And that's going to bring up Emily Holland, the first baseman.
Here we go.
And Baker with a pitch. And therefore a strike in. It's 0-1.
And in the great majority of cases, when you get in a rundown like that, normally you get tagged out. And that's one of those where they got in there.
And next pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. And so let's see if Baker can come back and get Holland and get out of this inning.
Sorry.
And 0-2 delivery. And strike three called, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the first inning, a runner nothing. Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And we move on to the bottom of the first inning. Riley Puente warming it up for the runner Lady Rangers. And she'll be looking at the top of the Cubette batting order. Hallie Scheel, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Sarah Mabee. And a rarity for Coach Roberts, who's here tonight, but being a spectator this evening.
Where is she at?
She's right there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, Doug, by the way,
yeah.
Your best friend up there, who always gives me too much grief, he shows up about 2:30, and that's all he's doing is giving me grief. Yeah. And I'm the one that's working.
Yep. That's a Hallie Scheel to lead it off here. And first pitch to her is a strike in. It's 0-1. Scheel, left-hand batter, gets her right-hand pitcher. Senior outfielder takes the next pitch for a ball, and it's 1-1. Don't forget, a little later on tonight, we'll be playing our Nathan's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store home run win. Somebody's going to have a chance to win $60 worth of gasoline. And she'll take down low for a ball, and it's 2-1. Kaylin Rodriguez waiting on deck. And that one fouled away by Shield, and it's 2-2.
You have to bring that up, Doug. Even Daniel taught us all well. Those ribs today.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. not because it was a team thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
And strike three called on the changeup to Shield. Caught her looking, and that's out number one.
Up to bat, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez.
And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez now.
Pick her up here.
And she sends this one down the line, and that is hooking foul over into the right field corner.
The other media individual did a very good article on the Rodriguez
story. Oh, okay.
It's really, really good. It is a pleasure to read about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much they are alike.
Yeah. So, and that one way high a ball. Yeah, I was talking to Nicholas earlier. We had to talk about the our friend, the PA guy down at College Station.
Oh, yeah.
And Rodriguez beats it out. Well, ground ball is short.
Why was not the first baseman with one foot on the bag?
I don't know. That was kind of weird there.
Sarah, maybe.
Don't look confused, young lady.
And that'll bring up Sarah Maybe now. So one out and a runner aboard, and maybe with a chance to get something going here for the Cubs. Yeah, wild pitch, and that's going to allow Rodriguez to head down to second.
Okay, I'm going to see if you're thinking like I am. How did you rule that?
I call it an error, but...
I think it should be one, but...
Let's see how the official scorer ruled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, error.
Is that what they did?
Yep, that's they called really it an error.
Okay.
So we're all in agreement here.
That's a scary thought.
And pitch to maybe another one that gets away, and that'll send Rodriguez to third base. And just like that, she's in scoring position with only one out. And pitch to maybe up high, ball four, and maybe draws the walk. So that'll put runners at the corners and bring up Annie Beckendorf.
Up to bat, number 15, Annie Beckendorf.
Go, Annie!
Beckendorf, senior third baseman. Chance for a couple of RBIs here. Takes the first pitch for a strike. And maybe meanwhile is going to take off for second, and she'll get in there uncontested. So two runners in scoring position now.
A little TL magic here. How about a round tripper?
Yeah, there you go. And strike call, and it's 0-2. Strike three called. And that's two down now, and that'll be a Avery Maurer.
Up to bat, number 4, Avery Maurer.
So it'll be up to Maurer to try to get that run home. Get at least one run on the board.
Oh, I want chocolate or cookies
and cream. And first pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Oh, yeah.
What if I do?
Yeah, pitch taken for a strike. One and one now on Maurer. Wind starting to pick up a little bit, blowing from right to left. And outside the ball, 2-1 on Avery Maurer.
When we did the last ball game in Bryan, Fuentes does have a little bit of a changeup.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit confusing until the girls get settled in.
And Maurer sends this one out to right. Right fielder over, and she'll make the grab. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and two left on. We go to the second inning. Still no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
How many were left?
Two.
Thank you.
And as we go to the top half of the second inning, for Rudder, it'll be Kelsey Newland, Desiree Phillips, and Elena Garcia to bat against Kylie Baker. No score here at Alumni Field. And first pitch by Baker in there for a strike. And it's a play stop. They haven't turned the music off yet. There we go.
Blue says it's about time.
Yep. And next pitch up high for a ball. And it's 1-0. Next pitch coming. And that's outside. And it's 2-1, rather, is the count on Kelsey Newland. Newland, the designated player, batting for her sister Kylie Newland here tonight. And swings and misses. Two balls and two strikes. Three up high, 3-2 now. And swung on this, got her on strikes. And that'll be the third strikeout for Baker here in the early going. That'll bring up the right fielder, Desiree Phillips.
A nice pitch there by Kylie.
Yeah, it sure was. Phillips, the number 8 hitter in the lineup here. And takes a pitch for a strike.
So vital. Get that first strike.
And next pitch. In there for a strike.
There we go.
And that one up high for a ball. And it's 1-2. And this one, a ground ball, the second, teaming up with it.
Oh, good.
She'll throw on to Rodriguez, and that's two quick outs. And now that'll bring up Melina Garcia. Garcia, the second baseman.
Alina Garcia.
And that one tapped foul over to the Cubhead dugout. A one pitch. Just missing the outside
just
corner.
Just missed the corner.
1-1. And now that one down low, a ball, and it's 2-1. And swung out and missed. 2-2. Now let's see if she can get her here and make it a 1-2-3 inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and pitch. Up high, and it's 3-2. Yeah, strike three called, and that's a three up and three down inning. Three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We played an inning and a half, and still no score here at Alumni Field. Back with the bottom of the second inning after we hear another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom half of the second inning, it's going to be Kaylee Rodriguez, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Kylie Baker with the bat here against Puente. Nothing score here in the second. And pitches up high for a ball. Next pitch, and Rodriguez sends that one to third. Throw to first. And she's out. That was a close play because the throw actually pulled the first baseman off, and then she had to reach back and tag Kaylee as she was going by.
Number five, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And that'll bring up Mackenzie Thiem into bat now.
Interesting play. Cannon made it really close.
Yeah. And pitch is a strike called. Thiem, sophomore second baseman.
Worked with Mackenzie's granny all day today.
Wow, okay.
And she hung in there really, really well. I mean,
and
did a great job.
Strike call.
Great help.
That'd be Miss Jane.
What was that?
I said Miss Jane.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She did a great job. And she hung around a long time today. It was big help. Really,
yeah, I think she's out in the audience here. So, oh, yeah, I see her down there in the front row. We have one ball and two strikes. Teaming. And a pie for ball skips to the backstop, and it's 2-2 now on Teaming.
I'm grateful for you letting me be a little late, Doug.
I
apologize, but when I get the official number, you know, I'll pass it on.
Oh, yeah.
We had a really good day today. So.
Yeah.
And a lot of people had a lot of fun.
That's the main thing. Did you get to meet Cowboy Dave?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Of course, Delbert came, and he was his normal self, trying to tell people what to do.
And grab all the short, and they'll fire on the first. And Hernandez gets Teaming for out number two.
Kinsey made that close.
Up to bat, number 18, Kylie Baker.
And so Kylie Baker, chance to help herself with the bat here. She can get on.
No, yours is crazy.
I think yours is crazy. And a pitch from Puente, up high for a ball. And pitch taken for a strike. 1-1. And change up that time stayed too high, and it is 2-1 count on Baker. And this one, a ground ball to short. And Hernandez up again, throws on to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We move on to the third. Still no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly Pro Clean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And we move on to the top half of the third inning. And for Rudder, it'll be the top three in the order. Lainey Hernandez, Kendall Rich, and Jalen White to bat.
Up to bat, number 4, Lainey Hernandez.
Hernandez struck out to lead off the game against Baker.
That's what we need to do.
She's not a bad little shortstop.
Yeah, made a couple of nice plays in that last half inning and swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. And another good turnout here at Alumni Field this evening.
This is amazing. Was there some other thing going on
tonight?
Oh,
yeah, they had the Teacher Appreciation Night.
Oh, okay, great, great. Well deserved. All the teachers deserve that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, swung out and missed, and it's 0-2. Yeah, before the game, they had each of the girls pick out a teacher that's made a difference in their life, and they brought them out on the field and took pictures with them. And a real nice ceremony. And that one outside for a ball, it's 1-2.
Believe it or not, you know Johnny Schrader at Blim?
Yeah.
Johnny and I had a neat conversation. We talked about old school professors at Blim today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them made a big impression on all of us.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
John
Day. Hey, I have my spring show because they're, I love their theme of like growing. Yeah, I know. I've always on
for. He's a neat, really neat guy. That guy is just really special.
And foul away.
It's tough at that.
One ball, two strikes, and Baker's next pitch to Hernandez. And that's going to be a ground ball to short. Mauer up with it. Throw to first and gets the out.
Nice play there by Avery.
Yeah.
Up to bat, number 3, Kendall Rich.
That's going to bring up Kendall Rich, the left fielder. She walked her first time up and then had her got out in the first inning. Kind of a freak play as the ball was, as she was running from second to third, the ball was hit over and hit off of her. And so she was out as she was, because the ball hit her while she was passing by, which is something we don't see very often.
You do not. That's, when was the last time we saw it? We can't even recall. It just doesn't happen. And
next pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-1.
It happened to me once in Little League, but it never happened again.
Yep.
As I made sure of that.
And next pitch, down low for a ball, and it's 2-1. And this one, a fly ball out into left, and it's going to drop, or out to right, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. And that's the first hit of the game for, I think, for either side. Yeah, for either side. Just a little blooper there for Rich. And that'll bring up Jalen White. White walked her last time up.
That was one of those that had eyes on it.
Yeah. That one inside nearly got a piece of her, but she got out of the way, and it's 1-0. Yeah, 1-0 pitch. That is a strike call, and it's 1-1. And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-1. And Baker comes set, next delivery, and that one is ground ball in the hole. And that's going to scoot through for a base hit. And back-to-back hits put Rich and White on the board.
Up to bat, number 13,
for the Rudder Lady Rangers. And that will bring up Riley Puente, the pitcher.
Great effort there by Avery, but just a little out of her reach.
Yeah.
Great effort.
Yeah, the ball was hit well, too. And Riley Puente reaching the fielder's choice last time up. And next pitch, taken inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Swung out and missed, and it's 1-1. Outside for a ball, 2-1. I think we're trying to get a couple more outs here. That one inside, and it's 3-1. And Puente having to play a game of hopscotch to avoid getting hit on that pitch. And 3-1, foul away, and it's 3-2. Hit that one into the right field corner. And 3-2. Swung and a miss. Yes. There, got her on strikes. That's two away now. And that'll bring up Destiny Mack.
Up to bat, number 5, Destiny Mack.
Mack reached on an error last time up. And pitch came inside and she fouled it away.
Just leave her at a go
trip. And foul away again. Baker running the pitch in on the hands, and it's 0-2.
Good pitch there. Good job by Kylie, shading the inner part of the plate there.
Two on, two out here in the top of the third. And a pie for a ball, and it's 1-2.
Watching Dad down there, he's got a real concerned look on his face.
Yep. Oh, and no. Hit her. Came inside and got a piece of her, and so that will load the bases now for Emily Holland.
It's close to 500 this year, isn't it?
I know. It's getting up there.
I'm being a little facetious. We've seen more this year than we have in the last 5 years put together.
Yeah, Coach Van Hook out. Man, talking to the home plate umpire. Again, I wonder if she kind of say, kind of claiming maybe she leaned into it.
Yeah, that's.
She definitely didn't make an
effort. She's not through yet. I love it.
Because she definitely didn't make an effort to get out of the way. So bases loaded, two outs, and Emily Holland the batter. Holland struck out last time up against Baker. And first pitch down low. Baker just got to settle in here, throw strikes. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Got that one just in above the knees. And next pitch in there for a strike, 1-2.
Oh, yeah. I need that fish for my dorm. I don't get lonely.
And that one just missed it. The corner. Most of the Brennan folks here wanted the call there and didn't get it. And it's two balls and two strikes on Holland.
I'd love to have seen it, but it was a little off the corner.
And that one inside, now full count on Holland.
Oh, no.
Ramos will be taken off with the pitch.
No loser now.
Swing and a miss. Got her on strikes. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs. Two hits. There were no errors. And the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And back we go here. There's no scores. We head to the bottom of the third inning between the Cubettes and the runner Lady Rangers. And got an update from over in Bryan on the Cub game. And right now, after one complete inning, Cubs lead it 1-0 over the runner Rangers. And so RBI on an RBI single by Drake Benke that scored Barrett Coring. And so the Cubs with the early lead there. Let's hope they can build on that.
Was that top of?
Bottom? Yeah, top of the first, and now they're going to the top of the second.
Okay, there we go.
So one inning in the books over there.
Up to bat for the Cubettes, number 11.
And we start here at the bottom of the third inning with Kinley and Koviak. First pitch to Koviak is taking four strike, and it's 0-1. After Koviak, it'll be Hallie Shield and then Kaylin Rodriguez here in the bottom of the third. And next pitch taking four ball, and it's 1-1. And this one, a ground ball to second. Koviak hustling down the line, but they just get her for out number one. And that'll bring up Hallie Shield.
Up to bat, number
Shield
one,
struck out her Hallie first time Shield. Around.
Hey, take a look, kid, right here.
And very uncharacteristic, because Hallie's one player that doesn't really strike out a whole lot. And sends this one a foul down the left field side.
Got to say, Doug, got to have a little conversation with Ian today. Got to have a little conversation with Rylan.
Good.
And didn't get to see...
pitch foul away there. It's 0-2.
Talk horse, lost my train of thought. I didn't get to see him talk to Dad a little bit. good conversation with him, and Reed Robinson was in attendance today.
Oh, okay.
So, good news. Another Brenham boy.
And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher, and she beats it out for the infield ahead. Shields showing off that speed.
Up to bat.
Wendy did everything right, but just didn't get it there in time to get Shield.
Yeah, Puente, what she had to do is she just had to completely turn around. And with Hallie's speed, if she had got her, that would have been one for the books.
Yeah. And now Kaylin Rodriguez, the batter. Kaylin reached on an error her first time up. Yeah, strike call. Shield off with the pitch, and she's in there with a stolen base. Thank you. And next pitch is taken for a strike in. It's 1-1.
Hey, now you know, kids, all right.
And we'll see if Rodriguez can get that run home. Breakthrough of the scoreless tie here.
Waltz Johnny on the spot.
Yes, he
I
is.
Needed that.
And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-2. And that one up high. 2-2.
My thought came back. Jake Calkhorst.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dad was real excited. Gave me the update on how many innings he's thrown.
Yep. And pitches bounced up there, throw down, and Sheila's in there with a stolen base. Yeah, he had a great outing against Coastal Bend Thursday. Came on in relief.
Was it five
innings?
Five innings, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought that's what Dad said, five innings.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good job.
Yeah. And speaking of the Bucks, we'll see them when they wrap up the Coastal Bend series tomorrow afternoon at Leroy Dreyer Field. And that one, a hot shot down into the corner. And that'll make it 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's a 2 o'clock start time, 1:35 pregame here on KWHI for the Bucks and the Cougars.
Yeah, you know, it's a good time of the year for the Bucks to hit that peak.
Yeah, and always a good time to go to Leroy Dreyer Field. Not a bad place anywhere to watch a game there.
Not at all.
And pitch down there with ball, and Rodriguez draws the walk. And then put runners at the corners here for the Cubs. And bring up Sarah Mabee. Mabee drew a walk her first time up.
Hi, guys.
And next pitch a strike, and Rodriguez take off for second base. And so that'll put two in scoring position now.
They haven't had it
yet. We don't want to squander another one here now.
And next pitch is taken for a ball. One out in the inning, two runners aboard. And next pitch, it's going to be pop foul. And
wow.
Right here, I just missed the window here on the press box.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was close.
Yeah. Yeah, Walt was there, though, ready to make a play.
He was there.
And maybe it's this one, ground ball, past the second baseman. Go all the way to the fence. And scoring is Shields. Scoring is Rodriguez. And maybe he's going to end up all the way at third base. And the Cubs have taken an early 2-0 lead. And Hallie Shield just made the first run of the game. Our first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And Beckendorf fouls that one away.
You did go triple, right?
Well, let's see here. They scored a triple.
Yeah, center fielder never made a play, so.
Yeah, so two-run triple there for maybe.
And a candidate.
A candidate for the Hyundai Brenham drive of the game. And Beckett got that lead at 2-0. Pitches up high. 1-1 now on Beckendorf. And a pile of ball, it's 2-1.
Come on, Andy.
Yeah, that one gets away, and coming home is Baby. Throw the plate, she's safe. And that'll make it 3-0, Cubettes. And time called as the infielders all coming in to check on Puente. And she assures her teammates she's okay. Yeah, 3-1 count on Beckendorf. Up high, ball 4, and he draws the walk. And that'll bring up Avery Maurer as the inning continues for the Cubettes.
Number 4, Avery Maurer.
Down low, Beckendorf going and throw down the second. She's in there. And pitches up high. It's 2-0. And that one's
right.
Sent high and deep and gone. Two-run homer, Avery Maurer.
Well, there went the triple. I'll tell you what, that was a line drive, too. There was no doubter.
And that'll make it 5-0, Cubettes. As Maurer brings the crowd to their feet. Yeah, it looks like we may have a pitching change now. Coach for Rudder out and talking to the home plate umpire. Let's see if she's going to. With the 5 runs in this inning, it looks like, yeah, she is going to make a move. And so with the pitching change, we're going to take a break. And we'll be back to continue the bottom of the third inning. Cubettes lead at 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, as we come back here in new pitcher for the Rudder Lady Rangers, and I believe that's Sophia Menchaca who's come in. And stepping up here for the Cubettes is going to be Kaylee Rodriguez. Cubettes lead at 5-0. As Rodriguez fouls that one away, and it's one out here in the third. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613. Rodriguez batting here. In case you're just joining us, Cubettes had a couple of big hits, a two-run triple by Sarah Mabee, and then a two-run homer from Avery Maurer. And they have jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Pitches up high, it's 2-1. And next pitch up high, 3-1. And Rodriguez fouls that one away. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, that one fouled away once again, and Rodriguez hanging tough. Menchaca with the next pitch, and fouled away once again by Rodriguez.
Good job of fighting that one off. That pitch came inside on Kaylee and did a good job getting a little bit of it.
And Mackenzie Tiemann due up next. And Rodriguez sends this one a fly ball out to right. And over and making the grab is the right fielder Desiree Phillips for out number 2.
Up to bat, number 5, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And Mackenzie Tiemann, the batter. Tiemann grounded to short her first time up. Yeah, this one's going to be sent out into... Oh, no, it's going to be caught over the shoulder there by the second baseman. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, though, for the Cubettes, they do come up with 5 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and nobody left on. We go to the top of the 4th inning. It's time now for our Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And be the third caller right now to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maluva Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel, create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub ball player, invites you to his store, 2668 Highway 36 South at the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their ceiling Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And we'll be back with the top of the fourth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Gentlemen and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And on we go here to the top of the fourth inning, and Kelsey Newland, the batter, takes a strike. It'll be Newland followed by Phillips and then Garcia.
Quick 0-2.
Yeah. And a pie for a ball, and it's 1-2 now on Newland.
Walt wanted to know if he could call in. He wants a pillow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And next pitch.
Close.
Just missing a ball. It's 2-2. Baker asking where that one was.
When I see Anthony, I'll mention it to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Walt wants a pillow.
Yeah, that one, strike three called, and Newland caught looking for out number one.
I think my ball switched pillows on me, and maybe it was all the anticipation, but I woke up every hour on the hour last night. But I would never guess why.
Up the bat, yep. Number 10, Desiree.
That's strikeout number 7 for Baker. Yeah, that'll bring up Desiree Phillips. Yeah, takes the first pitch up high for a ball. And next pitch is a strike called, and it's 1-1.
A nice comeback pitch there by Kylie.
And next one in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. And that one outside, and it's 2-2 now. Swing and missed, and down on strikes.
Up to bat, number 51, Alina Garcia.
And Garcia, the batter now. And Baker now struck out for the last five batters she's faced.
Throwing up those K's.
And starts Garcia with a strike at 0-1. And outside for a ball, it's 1-1.
I
And down low for a ball. And it's 2-1. And this one, a chop at a third. Beckendorf fires across the diamond and gets the out. So another 3-3 inning for Baker. And in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And 3-3. Way to go, Brenham National Bank. The way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. Comets lead at 5-0. We're halfway through this one. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Yum, sweets and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor. Rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
And as we come back here, congratulations, Laura Jury is winning our Mattress Guys pillow here this evening. And Laura, and we understand she's here at the game tonight. So Laura, if you're listening, use it in good health.
Up to bat, number 18, Kylie Baker.
Congratulations, Laura.
Yeah.
We're glad you're listening.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
And now it's time for the Whataburger recap. As first pitch is in there for a strike to Kylie Baker. And the recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, premium malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Pitch is fouled away by Baker. It's 0-2. And it was scoreless till we got to the third inning. And in the third inning, Cubs erupted. Allie Shield leading off with a single, stole a couple of bases. And then Kaylin Rodriguez walked. And then it was Sarah Maybe coming up with a two-run triple to make it 2-0 Cubs. And then Maybe would score on a wild pitch. Andy Beckendorf then drew a walk. And it was Avery Maurer with a two-run homer. And the Cubs lead it 5-0. And that's where we stand right now in the bottom of the fourth. And that is your Whataburger recap.
We ought to put up a five spot.
Yeah, and this one, a high fly ball by Baker out into right field. And over is Phillips for the catch for out number one. And looks like we got a, let's see.
Is that Nevaeh?
I think so.
Or is that J.C. Faker? Is it two or three?
I think that's Nevaeh Holmes' bat.
Yeah, it's two. Got it.
And it's a Nevaeh Holmes coming up to pinch hit for Kenley and Co. Or she may be staying in the DP.
We're in that twilight now. You know, the numbers, they're beautiful numbers, guys.
Yeah.
They're beautiful numbers.
But
it's just at that twilight, they're a little.
Yeah, the shadows coming off the field.
Great
point. Feel it a little bit.
Great
and
point.
And first pitch of Holmes is a strike 0-1. And that one inside, one ball, one strike. Oh, no, it's a 2-0 count. Okay. So he did call a ball on the first pitch. And 2-0. That's a ball, make it 3-0. Chaka tried to come in with a changeup, and Holmes doing a good job laying off of it. And 3-0 inside, ball four, and Holmes draws the walk.
Up to bat, number one, Howie Shield.
And so Howie Shield, the batter now. Shield one for two. Struck out her first time up and then singled. Stole a couple of bases and scored her last time around. And next pitch off speed, runner going in, a throw down, and Holmes is in there with a stolen base.
Good jump there by Navail.
Next pitch. And strike call, and that's 1-1 on Hallie Shield.
Or actually, Hallie has that look on her face like, was it a little high?
Yeah, I thought it was high.
You're right. I feel it was high, but.
And Shield slaps this one over to second baseman, bobble the ball for the first. And she's safe. We've got to go error on that one.
Yes.
And the Shield aboard, runners at the corners now for Kaylin Rodriguez. Kaylin's been on base twice, once with an error and once by drawing a walk.
Keep it rolling.
And that one, kind of a delayed steal there. There's a ball one, and Shield takes off for second.
That's what you call one of those easy stolen bases.
Yeah. Rodriguez batting, maybe on deck. And this one, a fly ball to right. Phillips coming, give it chase, makes the grab.
Oh, nice play.
And throws it back in to home. And it's going to be a sack fly for Rodriguez that'll score Holmes. And that'll make it 6-0 Cubettes.
Up to bat, number 14, Sarah Mabee.
And that is out number two in the inning with Mabee to bat now. Mabee walked her first time up and then had a two-run triple last time up. And later came around to score on a wild pitch. And foul tip.
Look at you.
And reach the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. And that one,
whoa,
fair ball down the line.
Smoked that one.
She surely did. Maybe he's going to end up with an RBI double.
Pretty good night going for Sarah.
Yeah. Hit that one so sharply.
Trail of smoke behind that one.
And that makes it 7-0 now. And Annie Beckendorf, the batter.
Just keep it rolling. Get three more while we're at it.
And that one, wild pitch gets away. Maybe he'll head to third. And Beckendorf pops this one up. Shortstop going back. Center fielder caller off and made the catch for out number three. In the inning, though, the Cubs do put a couple more runs on the board, and they lead it now 7-0. We move on to the fifth inning after we hear Cubs lead at 7-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And as we come back here, top of the fifth inning, Cubs lead at 7-0. And Kylie Baker gets set for her first pitch. That's fouled back in the screen, and it's 0-1. And right now I'm going to check in on the Cubs and see how they're doing.
There you go.
And they are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. And Brody Heyman on the hill. He's thrown three scoreless innings so far to start the game.
There you go. Good job, Brody.
Cubs trying to win their second in a row. And pitches up high for a ball. 1-2 now on Hernandez. She's 0-2 in the game. And Baker's next pitch. Ground ball knocked down by Tiemann. Throw to first. And she beats it out. I got to give her a hit on that one.
I think so. It was a nice backhanded stop there by McKenzie, but just a little bit too late.
She had to go so far in the hole. And,
yes.
And I guess while they're through. Now, what the. She went down to second base. It's like. She just kept right on running, and the fielder's not paying attention there. And so Hernandez is now at second base. With Kendall Rich batting. And first pitch up and in a ball. Cubs with five runs in the third inning, two runs in the second inning. And that one is a strike called. And it's 1-1.
That's one thing about the Rutter coach. She's aggressive.
Yeah. And foul tip into the mitt.
That was a good pitch there by Kylie. On that inside corner, it's a hard pitch to catch up to.
And one ball and two strikes. And that one. Taken outside for a ball. It's 2-2.
Was outside, but I was hoping.
Yeah, 3-2 now. Rich has walked in single in her two at-bats. It swings and misses. Go. Got her on strikes.
Nine.
Correct. That's what I have. Nine strikeouts now for Kylie Baker, and that'll bring up Jalen White, who's also been on base both times with a walk and a hit. And pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. And this one, a ground ball to short. Maurer up with it. Throws to first. Gets the out.
Nice, clean fielding job by Avery, as usual. Good, strong throw to first.
And it's a two down now. That'll bring him Riley Puente.
Up to bat, number 13, Riley Puente.
And pitch is a ball, 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. And pitches a strike called. 1-2.
Good pitch, knee high, outside corner.
Woo! And strike called, 1-2. Coach Van Hook was about to come out of the dugout if he called a ball on that one. And that one sent out to right field. Rodriguez over and makes the catch. That'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's home run inning time. Somebody with a chance to win $60 worth of gasoline from Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Not a happy camper, are you?
And as we come back here, we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs lead at 7-0 over the Rudder Rangers. And for Brenham, it'll be Avery Maurer, Kaylee Rodriguez, and Mackenzie Thielen due up. And it's time now for a Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning, where if a Cubs hits a home run this inning, somebody's got a chance to get $60 worth of gasoline. If a Cubhead hits a double or a triple, it's a rack of ribs. So a winner either way. And Avery Maurer, who already has one home run tonight.
Yeah, she does.
And who's Avery going to be hitting for?
Corey Harris.
All right, Corey, you are first up tonight.
Lexington, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Up to bat, number four, Avery Maurer.
Avery Maurer to the plate. Flew out to right field the first time up, and then last time he had a two-run homer over the left center field fence. $60 worth of gasoline from Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue. And the first pitch is taken for a ball. And Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. As Machaca gets ready for the 1-0. And Maurer sends this one. That's going to loop in for a base hit.
There you go. Good start.
So Maurer on with her second hit of the game. And that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. And who's Kaylee going to hit for?
Kaylee Rodriguez.
Virginia Saunders? Is that the way you see that?
That's Souders.
Souders. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Virginia, Souders. I apologize.
And from Caldwell.
Another listener. Wow.
And Rodriguez swings and misses. Runner going, and Maurer's in to second base with a steal.
Avery adding to her night.
She certainly has.
Pretty good night.
And Rodriguez sends this one out to right. And Phillips makes the catch. Maurer tagging. And she'll head to third on out number one.
Kaylee's had a tough night on flying to right.
Yeah, and they'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann now. And Mackenzie hitting one.
Hey, good listener. Delano Klausmeyer.
All righty. A regular in our home run hitting contest each year.
Really a regular. Very good.
Yeah, Tiemann 0 for 2 tonight. And she sends this one into center field. Base hit. Maurer scores. And that'll make it 8-0 Cubettes on the RBI single by McKenzie. And up next we have Kylie Baker hitting. And Kylie hitting for?
Up to bat, number 18, Kylie Baker.
Brianna Andruschek.
That's it. You got it. Brianna Andruschek.
And also don't forget Nathan's Barbecue. Visit them inside for lunch specials daily. As this one is going to drop in as well. And got two runners aboard. Base hit for Baker. And you can get your barbecue ribs, pork brisket, side order, stuffed baked potatoes, barbecue sandwiches. And they've also got some great burgers there as well.
Oh, please. Go try a burger, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It is good.
And Buccaneer Food Store, located at 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, where their motto is...
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Yeah, got a courtesy runner here for the Cubettes.
I only had one bone today, Doug. Only one. But it was good.
Yeah.
Up to bat, number 2, Nevaeh Holmes.
Holmes batting.
I'm sure you don't want to hear this, but you know when you bit into them, they were just full of flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Yow.
You get it when it's like right off the pit?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's when they're the best. And that one is going to be smacked into... in the right field for a base hit, and that's going to load the bases now for Hallie Shield.
And by the way, that was Ben Ponchak. Sorry about that, Ben. No.
Okay. And next up for Hallie,
Evan Weiss.
Evan Weiss. Okay, Evan, you are next.
We only need two, right?
Yeah.
Keep it going, Hallie.
And ground ball, second baseman bobbled to throw to first, but they do get the run home.
Pierce choice.
So,
after that.
No Evan. Sorry about that.
And Tiemann scores. I believe that's J.C. Hager running for Baker. And then Holmes down there at second base. And so who, Kalen hitting for?
Edna Weiss.
Huh. Back-to-back Weisses.
Yep.
Okay, hey, bye.
And Rodriguez, fly ball out in the center, and that's going to be caught to retire the side. So we will have to go another, almost had the run rule there, going to have to go another inning. And no extra base hits in that one, so that means tomorrow for our first Buccaneer game, we bump it up to $70, and we'll keep going until we get a winner. And we move on to the sixth inning, Cubs lead at 9-0, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And on we go here. We're heading to the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Destiny Mack, Emily Holland, and Kelsey Newland to bat against Kylie Baker. And Baker's first pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Cubs with a 9-0 lead. And next pitch coming. That one is going to be a ground ball to Maurer. Throw the first in, gets the out.
So what you want to see, one pitch, one out.
And meanwhile, over in Rudder, at Brenham Cubs leading the Rudder Rangers 3-0. They're in the top of the fifth. Cubs batting with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Hey, good chance for a big inning there.
And this one, chopper back to the pitcher. Baker up with it. Throws to first, and that's two quick outs. And that'll bring up Kelsey Newland.
Up to bat, number 23, Kelsey Newland.
And pitch taken for a strike. 1-1 on Newland. Newland struck out both times she's been up. Or it's 0-1. Struck out both times she's been up. And swung and a miss, 0-2. And pitch taken for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Yeah. Up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Yeah, that one fouled away. Yeah, time is called as Baker wants a new softball. No. Pitch the ball. It's 3-2. Pitches inside, and that's ball four. So Newland takes the walk, and that'll bring up Desiree Phillips.
Up to bat, number 10, Desiree Phillips.
And time is called. Looks like they're gonna bring a runner in.
It's a pinch runner. That's those numbers on those pinstripes.
Yeah, those are kind of hard to see.
We like the pinstripes. They're
those
beautiful,
are very nice.
Beautiful uniforms.
Yeah, Baker just needs one more out to get out of this inning. Up high for a ball.
Doug, I didn't miss any. Is that Kylie's first walk?
No, she did have two in the first inning.
Oh, I missed that. Okay. Sorry about that.
So, yeah, that's your third walk.
Yeah.
But the first one since the first inning. And we're in the top of the sixth right now. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 1-2.
That's when I blasted in here. Number 3 hitter was hitting.
Right. Swing and a miss. And down on strikes. That's number 10 for Baker. And so we played through six, or going to the bottom of the six, rather. Cubs lead at 9-0. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And we come back. It is Sarah Mabee, Annie Beckendorf, and Avery Maurer due up here in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Cubettes. And they are one. All they need is just one more run to get to enforce the run rule. It's 9-0 here in the sixth inning. And Sarah Mabee's had a big night, a walk, a triple, a double, 3 RBIs, and a run scored. Or no, two. And a run scored.
Yep. 3 RBIs, yep. If she does a walk-off, one short of the cycle.
After that, number 14, Sarah Mabee.
And so this one.
What did I say?
Yep, you call it.
There it is.
Hold on, Homer, you called it, T.L.
One shot of the
walk-off home run. Her third hit of the night.
Wow.
We need to either head to Vegas or Louisiana.
That's it. Both of us. Let's go, man. I'm on.
That'll do it. Your final score. Cubettes win it 10-0 here. And that is going to send us to our postgame show. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubitt Softball. This broadcast of Brenham Cubitt Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Post-game show made possible by Kajura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Telemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with a post-game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
And back we go here on the post game, and we welcome in, first of all, Sarah, maybe. Wow, what a way to end it, huh?
Yes, sir. It was really good.
And you had a huge night tonight. A walk and then three hits. All you were missing was just a single to hit for the cycle. And then four RBIs on top of that. Look like you were seeing the ball really well out there tonight.
Yes, sir. I was really trying to see the ball well and just do my job.
Yeah, and then, of course, this was a big win for you gals because it keeps you right there in the hunt for that last playoff spot. And I know, and especially to Teacher Appreciation Night, a big important night for y'all as well. How much did y'all really want to win this one for them?
We really wanted to do this for them. We knew that we needed to come out and compete and that we really wanted to make them proud and show that we appreciate them.
Yeah, and of course, job's not done yet, but this was a huge, huge win, and good luck to you all the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. And now we're going to bring in Kylie Baker, who is our winning pitcher here tonight. And Kylie, great job out there in the circle this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you get offense like that, I imagine it makes your job a lot easier out there.
Yes, sir. It makes me be able to relax and just know they have my back no matter what.
Yeah, and then of course, when y'all are in the dugout there, when Tommy over there called Sarah shot. what was the mood like in the dugout when y'all saw that one leave the yard?
We were really excited. It was a huge win, and great job to Sarah on hitting it out and giving us the security that to win it, and we used the momentum.
Yep, and now y'all move on. This was a huge win for y'all, and let's everybody know y'all ain't done yet.
Yes, sir. We're not done. On to Lake Creek.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank you.
Now let's get Avery in here. And Avery, a big night for you as well. Two-run homer earlier in the game. And take us through that at-bat there.
Yes, sir. I was just going up there when I hit the ball hard, and I barreled it up. I needed a home run. It felt good. It's been a minute since I've hit one. So.
Yeah, and, of course, this was a big game for y'all. Y'all needed this one. And it was good to see the offense on the team come out and take care of business tonight.
Yeah, I think in practice we've just been capitalizing on hitting hard balls up the middle, ground balls. And I think we did that today, especially on the second pitchers. You pitched a little slower, and I think we adjusted well to that. It took us a minute, but after a while we adjusted good and scored some runs.
And I thought Kylie really threw the ball well tonight. And y'all were right there keeping the defense right behind her.
Yeah, I was super impressed with Kylie. She came out. She could tell she was relaxed. She was just ready to have fun and play. And defense was good. We got in a little stressful situations in the beginning of the game, but she managed to work her way out of that. And offense helped keep her relaxed. And it was a good game overall.
All right, Avery, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you again next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get Coach Van Hooked back in here. Yeah. And, Coach, big win for the team tonight.
Yeah, I think we needed that, you know, after the loss against Consol, which was a really tough game, and I thought we played really well. It was good to get another win under our belt, especially in this tough district where we're kind of fighting for a spot in the playoffs. And it was just good to have a little bit of momentum going into Tuesday against a very tough Lake Creek.
Yeah, and I like how the offense came out and after the first couple of innings and the rest of the way, took care of business.
Yeah, you know, I'll take ownership for the first two goose eggs up there. I kind of ripped their butts pretty hard after the first half inning. You know, just wasn't impressed with how we came out, you know, with the lack of communication and making an error or two over there. So I kind of let them know that I wasn't happy and that's not how I want to play the rest of the game. And luckily for me, they responded to that in the next couple innings and put some runs on the board.
And Kylie had a great game out there tonight, and it seems like, especially the last few starts she made, she's really starting to come into her own out there.
Yeah, I think for her, she's just growing into her body, she's growing into her role, and she's really developing herself as a pitcher. You know, she's doing everything we ask of her, and she's hitting her spots right now, and she's just keeping hitters off balance. You know, it started against College Station, you know, throwing only a three-run game against College Station, and then continued into Consol, and then tonight, she's just able to keep hitters off balance and let the defense work, and that's all we can ask of her.
Yeah, and I didn't know if we get my partner here got a chance to call the walk-off. we were just getting ready for the start of the inning, and he said, what do you say, Sarah? Just hits one out of here, and we call it a night, and sure enough, next pitch, it's gone.
Well, if anyone has the ability to leave the park, it's definitely Sarah, maybe. You know, whenever she gets up there, that's always a thought that crosses your mind, you know, but for her, I just, you know, staying within herself and just telling her to hit the ball hard up the middle, and that's what she did. And luckily for us, it sent the ball over and allowed us to secure the win.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Olivia Van Hook, and we'll be back with more of the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 and Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And had several good candidates tonight, but one young lady really stood out with her offensive performance.
Oh, I tell you what, this young lady, just one short of the ultimate dream this evening. But Sarah Mabee, bottom of the third, big two RBI triple. Then I guess that, what was that, fourth, fifth, had another RBI double. And then coming up in the sixth, you and I, we said, wouldn't this be so sweet if Sarah hits a walk-off home run and let's call it a night, and lo and behold, she did it. But Sarah Mabee, just an outstanding offensive performance this evening. Congratulations, you're our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now on to our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And this one's kind of neck and neck because you had Mabee's home run, but there was another one a little bit earlier in the game.
Yeah, I think didn't that come like shortly after Mabee's triple?
Yeah. Two batters later, yeah.
Yeah, but we're gonna go back to the bottom of the third. Avery Maurer just hit a line drive over the left center field wall, no doubt. We called it right away. It was an easy shot, but two RBI home run. Avery Maurer, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flex financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, they have something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in the community. And we are going to be back to wrap it up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Endurance Tile Incorporated at 1004
North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, and that is going to wrap it up for us here. Once again, your final score, Cubettes win it 10-0, and a big win because it keeps their hopes in the playoff race alive.
Good job by the Cubettes. I really, and you and Coach Van Hook talked about it, and even Avery brought it up. The girls are starting to hit the ball on the line. Mm-hmm. And when you hit the ball on the line, you know, the home runs are going to come. Mm-hmm. It's just going to happen. So, you know, I love the offensive performance. Kylie Baker really impressed me this evening. She was a bulldog out there tonight,
yep,
and I
sure
love
did.
That. I like that. You know, very good job. Congratulations, Kylie. You deserve it. Congratulations, Cubettes. Great night.
It certainly was. And our next broadcast coming your way tomorrow afternoon, Blinn Buccaneer Baseball, Bucks taking on Coastal Bend. That'll be at Leroy Dreyer Field. 2 o'clock start time for the doubleheader, 1:35 pregame here on KWHI. And I want to thank Madison for her always fine work back at the studios. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.